Tim Roy and Jim Barnett. Warriors did a nice job of coming back in the back end of the two games, losing last night in Minnesota in overtime, a game they led by eight with over 2 minutes to go. But Jim, against a team that has Chris Paul, you know, on the floor, you've got to be really perfect coming down the stretch to beat him. And tonight I thought he controlled the tempo in the last 5 minutes and kept the Warriors at bay, though they gave themselves a chance to win.
Yeah, and he started shooting the basketball. He scored 10 of his 16 points in the fourth quarter, Chris Paul. But this was two. There were completely different halves, first half, second half. The first half, and particularly because of the second quarter when the Warriors shot 6 of 20, 30%, they missed all eight of their threes. They had a miserable offensive second quarter, 16 points. They're down by 17 at the half. But in the third quarter, something happened. And what happened, when they went to that defensive zone and Chris was in the middle, Marquise Chris did a superb job defensively. They funneled a lot of people to him. He denied the access to the rim. They created turnovers. And then, of course, offensively, D'Angelo Russell and Alec Burks took over. Russell was phenomenal, 17 points in the third quarter. Burks had 9. So they accounted for 25 of the 41 points the Warriors laid on the OKC Thunder in that third quarter. And consequently, we had a tie game after three.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, when you look at the injury situation. Pascal became the 10th Warrior to be out with an injury or illness to miss a game this year. They have their 8th different starting lineup in 10 games. And I think, with the exception of the first two or three, maybe four games of the year,
right,
they've been fairly competitive. And especially, you know, since that Charlotte game at home, they've battled most of these teams. And tonight I thought it was really impressive, down by 23, missing Pascal, who's been an important part of their early season.
Right.
To make a run on the road on the back end of a back-to-back. I was impressed by that. I really thought they did a lot of nice things.
They certainly did, Tim, and obviously these guys never quit. They don't get discouraged. You know, in the points in the paint, in the second half, the Warriors got 16 more points in the paint than the OKC Thunder. They were so active tonight. Steven Adams, who's a very good rebounder, you know, 11, 12 rebounds a night, only managed 4 tonight. And the second chance points in the second half favored the Warriors, 7-1. That's the kind of hustle that they were giving you. And they were tough. I thought they had to be tougher on the boards. They were tougher on the boards. And they certainly turned the tide with what they did in Minnesota last night as far as points in the paint from the opposition.
Well, last time the Warriors were 17 for 17 from the line. Last time they had that many without a miss was back in November of 2017 against Chicago. They were 21 of 21. He also had a season high for Glenn Robinson. He had 18 tonight. Burks with 23, continues to play good ball. Cauley-Stein with 10.6 rebounds, 30 for D'Angelo Russell, 10 for Marquise Chris. It might have been his best game overall, considering how well he defended, you know, at the other end, especially in that zone. For
yep.
Oklahoma City, 21 for Gallinari, 16 for Chris Paul with 9 assists, 16 for Schroeder with 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He always seems to have a good game against Golden State. Adams had 13 points and 8 rebounds, and a total of 12 points for Gilgeous Alexander. The Warriors put him into a 6-for-15 shooting night, which, considering how talented he is, you'll take that against a player of that magnitude. So, Jim, you know, good effort tonight for Golden State, and they get back home, but, boy, the schedule really, really toughens up this week because you go home to Chase Center, you take on the Utah Jazz. Next, they get on a plane, go down, play the Lakers on Wednesday, then come back for a Friday night game against Boston. It's going to be a real, real tough week.
Yep. Well, I think every week's going to be tough as long as the personnel remain. Yes, they're going to get better and get healthy, people healthy later on, and that's going to help too. And by the way, remember last night in the overtime win, they were 23 of 24 from
right.
the free throw line. And to start the road trip, 23 of 28. In Houston, so on their road trip, 63 of 69 from the free throw line. And once they get to be good, they're going to win a lot of close games with that kind of percentage.
And I think that the experience these guys are getting in these kind of games is great. I think it's
awesome.
Without
question. Yeah. But You know, they probably should have won the game last night, disappointing. But mentally, it didn't get them down. And even with a very poor first half, they came back very strongly in the second half and got the attention of OKC.
By the way, the Warriors postgame show brought to you by State Farm. Talk to an agent today about combining your home and auto insurance at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. JB, any final thoughts?
I'd like to try to scrutinize the stat sheet, see if it means anything. I'll say this. Alec Burks was plus 5 tonight. D'Angelo Russell, when he was on the floor, plus 11. Marquise Chris was plus 5. Okay, the Warriors lost the game, but those guys had a heck of a contribution.
I thought, all in all, especially since they got down big early, I thought the fact they got back in the game, gave themselves a chance to win it, again, I was impressed with that.
Yep, so was I all the way there, and mildly surprised at first, but then you get on it and you say, hey, the spirit kind of carries with you.